Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I had a fellow meet me one time out in the parking lot after a sermon I preached. I thought the guy was going to take a swing at me. He was so mad, he could just spit nails. And it was because I kept saying, rich, rich. God wants you to be rich. God will make you rich. Oh, it made him mad. Why would it make him so mad? Why would he care if we got rich? Why would he care if he got rich? People are supernaturally angry about these things. There's something more than just them. Have you noticed it? Why would you care? What is it to them? There's people who have written us ugly letters. They don't go to church here. They don't live here. In one sense, this is nothing to them. Why would they care what we do?
Right. Amen.
But they do.
Oh, yeah.
But I found it in the Bible. The Lord, though he was rich, R-I-C-H, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might be made rich. Rich, rich. That's redemptive substitutionary language. Just like he bore your sin, just like he bore your sickness, just like he carried the chastisement of our peace, the Bible said he became poor with our poverty. I know it hadn't been preached much, but it's right there in the Bible with everything else. Reads the same way. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, God gives us richly all things to enjoy. That's not barely getting along. That's enjoying stuff. Somebody say rich.
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 Yeah, but what if you're lazy? You can forget rich. Talking about God making you rich. He that deals with a slack hand, he becomes poor. That's Bible and that's true. But the hand of the diligent makes rich. Proverbs 20 verse 4 said, the sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold, so he'll beg in harvest and he will have nothing. Proverbs 12:24, the hand of the diligent shall what? Let me tell you that another way. Be in charge. But the slothful shall be under tribute. They won't be in charge and they'll have to pay. Boy, here's another good reason to be diligent. If you'll be, and this is the word of the Lord to a number of people here and watching by internet right now. If you'll grab hold of these truths, you, some have begun already, but if you will be diligent and continue to be diligent in not too many days forward, you'll have your own.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord's going to bless you and promote you.
Glory to God.
And you'll come to the place where you'll be in charge of some things instead of you always being under.
Praise God.
Is it Bible or not? It's by, if you act on the Bible, you know it's true. Let me read it again. Put it up there. The hand of the diligent shall what? Bear rule. Be in charge. The slothful shall be under tribute. But let me remind you of something the Lord said. He said, if you're not faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? I know Phyllis and I served with the Hagins for 20 plus years. And in the transition of us coming out here, the Lord had said to us, said, I'm going to give you your own now. Mm. Now, not ours in the sense that we own it. We've already talked about that. But ours in the sense that we have the oversight of it.
Yeah. Right.
but we served under others for decades. And if we hadn't have been faithful, at least in some degree, with theirs, what they were overseers of, we wouldn't have qualified. Wouldn't have been qualified to have oversight ourselves. But is it true that if you'll be faithful and diligent in what is another's, God will give you something that you'll be over and bless you and increase you and prosper you? Is that a reward? That's a big reward. I said, that's a big reward. There are people under the sound of my voice right now that you're not very far of not having to punch a clock anymore.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Not that that's wrong. It's just that God, if you'll continue to be diligent and believe Him, He's going to free you up, put you in a different situation. Now, let me tell you, though, something that the Lord told me years ago. I was doing some things, helping other people. I was doing tasks I would not have chosen to do. I did not think it was my grace, but nobody asked me about that. And it was work, and it was a lot of it. But what the Lord told me to do was to do the job, whatever that entailed. And so we did it year after year after year. And there were times when I felt like I would like to do some other things if I had the freedom, if I had the time, but I had to go do this. And so we kept doing that. But the Lord told me one time, driving in the car, I don't mean I heard an audible voice. He said, son, the more valuable your time becomes to me, the more I'll free it up. Now he talks to you like you understand. Did you understand what he was saying to me?
Yes.
Now see, there's a lot of folk, if the Lord freed up their time, they'd just watch more TV.
It's true.
So, I mean, why does he need to move and change things? They wouldn't, you know, what would you do with more time? You'd do the same thing you're doing with what you got right now.
That's right.
That's not my words, that's his. Yeah. If you're faithful in the least or the little bit, you'd be faithful in more. Oh, listen now, this is a word of the Lord. If you will be diligent so that your time becomes more and more valuable to the Lord, He will free it up. He will loosen you from things that have taken up a lot of your time. He will free you from doing things that you had to do before, and He will loosen up. I mean, in our life, we did what we knew how to do, but the Lord has multiplied our time, I don't know, 1,000-fold at least.
Praise God.
He's given us tools. Jet airplanes that save whole days out of our life.
Oh,
TV and radio and internet where you can preach all over the world at the same time. How much time would it take to do that?
Exactly.
But see, it didn't happen until our time became more valuable to Him. That is what we were doing with it. A lot of people want their time freed up, but their time is not valuable to the Lord, what they're doing with it. Oh, can you see this?
Yes.
Can you hear this?
Yes.
I'm telling you, it is the desire of the Lord, and it is plan for all of us. He's speaking specifically to a number that if you'll just be a little more diligent and you'll stay with your diligence, He's going to loosen you up. He's going
to
pay this off for you and pay that off for you and pay that off for you. You won't have to work like this. You won't have to do that. You'll find yourself with some time and some ability and freed up. And the more valuable your time continues to be with Him, He'll just keep giving you tools and contacts and favor and money. Why? Because your time's valuable to Him. And He'll give you your own. The diligent will bear rule. Thank you, Lord. Turn to Ezekiel, the 16th chapter, please. Let's talk just a little bit further about the rewards of laziness. And then we'll completely switch gears here to just the diligent side. But is there a reward to being slothful and lazy? Yeah, and it's all bad. I mean, you're going to be poor. You're going to do without. You're going to desire and want but not have. You're always going to be under other folks. You're not going to have your own. But in Ezekiel, notice another reward, if you'd call it that, negative thing of being slothful. Ezekiel 16 and 49. It says, "Behold, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom, pride." Now, we talked about that last week, didn't we? Pride, fullness of bread, and what else? Abundance of idleness. And that's one of the specific definitions of slothfulness, is to lean idly. Idly. Fullness of bread and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. When we've got extra, what should we be thinking? How to bless other folk. Not like the man who said, you know, his crops brought forth abundantly, and he said, I don't know what I'm going to do. My barns won't hold all this. I know what I'll do. I'll pull down my barns. I'll build bigger barns, and I'll say to my soul, "Soul, you have much goods laid up for many years. You know, just enjoy yourself." And then came the word of the Lord to him, "You fool. You're going to die tonight. You're out of here. And whose is all this stuff going to be that you're saving up for yourself?" James talks about people, especially who took things wrongfully and took advantage of people and took their stuff, and then it's just sitting there. They're not even using it. That the rust of that stuff was going to testify against them in the day of judgment to come. You know, it's sad that so many people are seeing opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to do things for the kingdom of God, the people of God, the poor, and they're so afraid that they just hold on to their piles, and they got stuff they ain't used in 10 years, 20 years, but they wouldn't sow it to somebody for anything. Oh, that's mine. That's mine. Not realizing in a few days, you're going to be gone.
Yeah, right.
You're going to be out of here.
Amen.
And then what's going to happen to your stuff? No, if you're smart, if you're smart, you won't be overly attached to anything. It's all just stuff. It's all just stuff. They make new ones every day. New ones are improved. Yeah, but I worked hard for that. Yeah, but the other one could come easy. The next one could just come real easy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks to God who gives me life.